Monkeys Podcast with me, Coda,
Josh,
and
Amy.
And we have two special guests today.
No, we only have one special guest.
One guest is
I am 11.
You wish we could have them on.
I do.
No, we have local graphic artist
Jake last
Minnick.
Name.
What?
What's up, guys?
Last name
Minnick.
Don't you?
He does it every time.
I try.
He did it the last time. We said do not.
We don't
name drop.
We don't name
but you
drop.
You do it.
Like I said, we don't name drop ourselves, but we will drop.
Yeah, we'll just throw him under the bus.
Maybe he wants to get more known in town.
It's okay.
It doesn't bother me.
Wait, to be fair, no one listens to us in this town.
You have to be great with it.
No, we actually have a bunch of listeners in town.
Oh, do we? Okay, I thought I'd be.
Thank you to people who do listen to us in Fort Wayne.
I thought we were in
Wichita, Kansas.
Don't forget Seattle. We've got a big background in Seattle.
It's weird.
Are you saying something about Seattle, bro?
We're talking.
I would do that.
We do.
We can't have more listeners in Seattle.
Well, it's because we. I think it's because we get coffee and donuts before we do the podcast. We talked about it, and Seattle's big for their coffee.
We got better coffee here.
Now you just.
What you got, Seattle? What you got?
Now you just offended half of our listeners. Congratulations.
What do you do?
See, you offend.
See, Josh didn't get name dropped, so that's why he's not worried about it.
Exactly.
They don't know what Josh this is.
They
you
know what I look like, so if they were
find me. Who shall find me? No one shall.
Like that. Isn't there like a computer program where it like targets your face and they can find you through?
There is. I'm not sure if it's open to public or not.
Well, the public doesn't have it. If Big Brother has it, then you're in trouble.
What were you pointing at me about?
Oh, what was that thing you were telling me about?
She's drawing circles.
People who are like conspiracy people who are paranoid.
What,
they
conspiracy
feel like
theorists?
They feel like, you know, a satellite can like pinpoint them and follow them around,
they
and they're always under.
So you mean Dale Gribble?
They definitely can do that,
right?
What?
Dale Gribble from King of the Hill. I mean, like, that's who you're talking about, right?
I have no idea what that is, but
in moments like this, I want to break out my foil hat.
No, you said something the other day. You were saying that
foil hat, dude. You should get a beret. Or like a fedora.
Closed circuit or something like that. You're like
CCTV?
Yeah. No, you said that we're always like you can
CNB,
always spot
CNN.
Someone by using like if you walk by a store, they'll have a camera
BLT.
On and they'll catch you, and then you named it. You probably just
it was CCTV, closed circuit television.
Is that it?
Yeah. Right? Isn't that right? Yeah.
I think so. I'm
pretty sure that's what it is.
You ever seen like the Batman movie?
I think you're talking
at
your ass.
The one in Dark Knight when he sets up all the cell phones and that,
so
you can see everything that's going on in Gotham.
They can actually do that. And they do.
Well, yeah. They have that whole Batman tech special on History Channel and explain all of it.
I didn't know anything about that.
You watch
need to watch
History
it.
Channel?
Who doesn't watch it?
The
History
Channel's
amazing.
The History Channel.
See, now, we're name-dropping History Channel now. I hope they like give us some sponsor money.
Well,
no,
I
love
the History Channel.
$15, little man.
We're cheap. We only
hand.
Want $5. That's all we want.
But just pay for the donuts, History Channel, you know?
Apparently, I just got a voicemail.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. No one cares
I feel
about your
so
life.
Special.
Some of us don't have our voicemail set up, so.
I mean, I've had a cell phone forever. I don't have a voicemail.
See, I have my own phone I bought, so. It's a prepaid phone.
Speaking of
okay,
phones,
so,
wait, speaking of phones, weren't you talking about the iPod earlier?
iPod. No,
oh,
me.
iPad?
The iPad phone now?
Yeah, the rumors. What was going on with that?
It's supposed to have a bigger screen. It's a half inch bigger.
So,
how much more money is it to get that half an inch?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
So is it finally going to be 4 inches big?
Close to
you know what?
The phone I have right now, it's 4 inches big, and I love having this size phone.
Close to five.
See, I think the cell phone industry and the clothing industry are in cahoots because how else are you going to get that damn cell phone in your pocket? You can't unless they make the clothes bigger than they charge you
for.
No,
they sell holsters for them. Have you ever seen those little ones they clip on your belt? You can just
Not
90.
Those are for douchebags.
Hey, I had one for a while.
You know what? Remember?
Well,
I thought it was hilarious.
That was a time in your life. It's in the past now, Josh. We don't judge you for it.
Do you remember when the douchebag thing to do was to have a flip phone. You just flip it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a douchebag.
I used to have that nailed down. I could just go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
But it's really cool if your phone's called a razor.
So
you can cut, or a katana. So you can cut people.
Yeah.
Wasn't there something like that?
Yeah,
Nick, it was the original Razor commercial.
Nick had
was,
a katana, a phone called a katana, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because that
it's
was
actually
it was
a cool name profile.
It was a Sprint version of the Razor.
It was.
So cheap. Oh, it's like such a knockoff.
Whenever I got this phone, I flipped it open. Like, ah.
I feel like, though, with that, it should have been awesome. Like, the next gen of that would have been, like, a video phone, like, with, like, FaceTime, like, you have an iPhone 4. But it would be, like, an old Japanese, like, English dub, like a Godzilla movie. Like,
awesome.
None of the lip movements would match up when you're talking to people. Because you have the katana. It's the Japanese dub phone. It's like,
that'd be awesome.
Will you please get the milk when you come home?
I love that Jake was moving his lips. Yeah, this isn't a video.
It helps deliver it, you know.
So the only people who know or not, who could see what was
exactly
going on
what
is us.
About it. You gotta move his lips like that.
Hey, it's like voice actors.
Stop moving your lips. You're freaking
me out. As I've said in previous podcasts, they can't see you.
No, but you can, and you'll laugh more when you see it.
Maybe next week we do a video podcast so you can see how gross we are.
Gross.
Oh my god, these
maybe
are
you,
people.
But Josh, I mean, he's getting all kinds of hits just from his supermodel good looks.
Oh yeah, I mean, look at me.
He has a sultry voice. That's all women love.
That's true.
You know, as I've said before, I've had experience with that whole
sultry voice
thing.
So,
parking lot Dan. Oh my god.
Oh.
I decided to call him Parking Lot Dan. I can't remember the guy.
Parking Lot Dan.
I can't remember the name of the.
That sounds like
radio
a character
star.
From like Always Sunny in Philadelphia or something.
Oh gosh, have you seen that show?
Yeah,
that was a horrible show.
That's probably why you mentioned it.
It's one of those shows where you like just cringe your face up, like oh
yeah. I've
like, this
too
is
many
funny
scenes.
Like for 5 minutes. It's like oh,
it goes so off the rails.
It does.
Speaking of shows, we. Coda and I watched this independent film. What was it called? Coda Melancholia?
Oh, Melancholia.
But anyway, remember the guy that V-Bucks? No,
it wasn't an independent movie. It was just like a very crappy movie that came out. But like, okay, I'm going to do some spoilers right now. It's such a stupid movie.
It's a spoiler alert.
I want to rant about this. Let me rant about this.
Well, tell them who's in it first.
If you're
going to
rant,
the words
Peter Griffin, what grinds your gears?
This really grinds my gears. Like, I have this... Oh, just wait.
Thank you, family.
Melancholia is a stupid movie. It's got Kiefer Sutherland, Kirsten Dunst, what's his name? The guy who plays,
What's his name? He's in a lot of movies. I figured this out.
No, Alexander Skarsgård.
He's in, a lot of people think he's in movies, but then they find out it's another guy they're thinking of.
The guy who plays Eric in True Blood. I think his name is Alexander Skarsgård.
I don't watch True Blood.
I wouldn't know.
He's the blonde guy.
Okay.
He's in it. But he's in it, and then, like, it starts out... I went back and watched the beginning, because I didn't watch the beginning when I first watched it, but then I was...
The beginning is awesome.
I jumped in, and it's just... Kirsten... At the beginning of the movie, just Kirsten Dunst is pretty much just train-wrecking her life during her wedding.
Was like she singing? Because that's what ruined
Spider-Man 3.
No, she gets married, has sex with another dude, while she just got married.
She's
in a wedding dress humping this guy on a golf course. I'm
Whoa.
Like, what the hell?
And then, like, you're watching, like, the beginning, like, it's two parts. The first right. part's her,
this
is her wedding.
This is not PG-13 anymore.
All right, stop. But it's just her wedding, and, like, you keep watching it, and, like, she keeps disappearing, coming back, and, like... You watch it, you're like, what is wrong with her? Why is she so unhappy? Then you find out in the second part, which like totally goes off the rails from the first part, is there's this planet that's gonna swing by Earth.
It's called a rogue planet.
Rogue planet?
You ever heard
rogue
of it? Is that a real thing?
It's actually a real term.
It's a real term, okay.
Because
if you watch the Discovery Channel. I'm just kidding.
I haven't seen the rogue planet of the universe or whatever.
I love it.
A rogue planet like will come off its orbit and then it won't orbit around a star. It'll orbit around the galaxy.
Somehow I feel like the rogue planet would be like something Thor would fight.
Because
like, I mean, he's got like Ego, the living planet, and then it's like, no, this week we fight the rogue planet. By Odin's beard.
But like, oh, it's going to pass right over us. But it's not going to slam into us at all.
Which doesn't make sense because the laws of physics, you know, like, everything has a certain amount of mass, and the thing that has the most mass will bring in other things.
Well, it's got different laws of physics.
But the thing is, it was a...
Okay, so wait.
Melancholia was in the movie, Melancholia was bigger. So, And in the movie, it collides with Earth, collides with Melancholia,
and everyone dies.
Everyone dies.
They all live happily ever.
I mean, the only
in Melancholy.
There was no point.
The only happy
this film.
The only happy 5 minutes I had watching that movie was seeing Kirsten Dunst laying naked.
So this is one of
you. She was laying.
She was like. She was like.
Laying naked, just
bathing.
Like
it
bathing in the glow
blue.
Of the planet.
The planet was blue.
Did you think she was
going to
get like a weird tan from it? Or what?
I don't know. But
I don't know.
I will
say
one thing. She had some nice.
Well, apparently she knew the world was going to end because she knew things.
She just knew things.
She knew things. So why the hell, if you knew the planet was going to end, why would you bathe in your destruction's light? I mean, she's sitting there like, oh, hello, blue light.
It's like, so why are you doing that there? It's in the script. Who wrote the script?
Someone was dropping a lot of acid.
Someone must have been. That movie is just weird. And once you watch it,
so
like
it's one of those movies that you want that time back and you just never can get it.
It's like, why did I waste on Saturday afternoon?
Here's the worst part about it. Once you watch it, and you're regretting watching it, but then you go back and you start thinking about it when you don't want to think about it. So then you waste even more time.
Of course.
Like, I was thinking about it at work. I'm like,
it's like a black hole more than a red planet.
It is. It's a black hole movie.
Well, it got, like, after watching that movie, it got me thinking, like, is this like a whole, because their term for the planets colliding was called the Dance of Death. And I actually started looking it up. I'm like, is this thing actually exist? Apparently, there is such a theory. It's like this Planet X.
Planet X, all right.
You heard Planet
X? I've heard of Planet X in a couple contexts.
Professor X will say what this
is. Well, it's called Planet X or Nibiru.
Is that the
really weird name? But apparently, like,
sounds
it has,
was it like that 10th planet or something
it's
like that? It was like something like that where it was like this mystery that they saw beyond Pluto or something.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is.
And they think it has such a big of an orbit that it'll come in and slam into us.
Can I just branch off here? Planet X, was that where all the Weapon X projects happened?
I feel like there may have been a storyline called Planet X, but I don't know.
I think Racer X probably ruled the planet.
Racer X. Okay, I'm sorry. Racer X. I think Wolverine would have took that guy out.
And I'm completely lost.
Weapon X Project, you know, X-23.
That's where he was born
I'm
on that
sorry.
Planet.
That's why you guys
are
nerds.
Seen that where X-23 starts showing up in Wolverine, the new Wolverine in the X-Men series?
I have not yet.
Yeah, watch
the original one.
I read.
It's good.
I read X-23's Origins. That's about it. All I've ever heard.
Yeah,
but I do remember that, like, she wants to kill Wolverine after that.
The whole series is on there, all 26 episodes. It's good.
Isn't Spider-Man by the same? Am I losing my mind?
Yes, you are. You're losing your mind.
They're not the same.
What? No company? Yeah. X-Men
what?
X-Men and Spider-Man are owned by Marvel.
Good, that's what I was trying to get to.
And Disney owns Marvel.
Remember when we did our first or second podcast? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. when we said something about Spider-Man wasn't going to be done by Marvel?
Well, that's
because
it's
not
the thing
Marvel
is,
Studios.
Sony Pictures had the licensing agreement to do the Spider-Man films earlier, before Marvel Studios was created, because the first movie Marvel Studios did was Iron Man, and unfortunately, Sony will continue to be able to make Spider-Man films as long as they uphold their end of the contract.
That's true.
They will continue to be able to make the Spider-Man. So that's why they're making Amazing Spider-Man, is because they want to be able to keep their hold on the Spider-Man contract, or else it goes back to Marvel and they can start just reaping in all the money. Sharing the profits with Sony.
So that's why they're making a new one. Is that why?
Yeah, because if they would have just stopped with Spider-Man 3, it would revert. Like, give you an example. A movie that's gone back to Marvel would be Punisher. They made that last Punisher movie, didn't do well. And
didn't do well.
Yeah. So they just went ahead and they're like, okay, we're not going to make any more Punisher movies. Punisher's back at Marvel. They could have make a cameo in Avengers if they wanted to.
That'd be awesome.
If I have all my
facts straight. I'm not
that big
of a fan of
that. Because my understanding isn't Stanley helping Spider-Man movie out?
Punisher is a Vietnam veteran who loses his family to some criminals. They kill his kid and his wife, and he decides to go on a personal vendetta against all crime by basically exterminating it. He treats it like he kills criminals. He thinks the how to solve the problem is, we're just going to wipe out all the criminals. And anything that's evil, I'm going to kill.
He's very gritty.
Yeah. He was introduced originally in Spider-Man as a villain, more so, but then they kind of introduced him more, or they started developing him more as like his own character, as kind of more of an anti-hero, where he was trying to do good things, but the way he went about it was kind of questionable as far as that goes.
It's really cool, though.
There's people that like Punisher a lot, but... Mm-hmm. I like him better as like an antagonist in another story than on his own. Like I like him interacting with other characters, like Spider-Man, because then it makes like a good comparison.
Whereas they kind of put him with like the lower characters, like Spider-Man, they couldn't put him with the higher ones.
They actually had him be an Avenger in the Ultimate Universe, as far as that goes. So it would, they could do it.
I'm so far behind on my comics.
How long you that one? Anyways,
I like the fact that we've had you on the show now for like.
Got more green in the fields of clover. Land Rover, bitch, move over. Got more green in the fields of clover. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
He's
someone
rhyming.
Someone gave me a.
He's
are you freestyling?
He's beatboxing, baby.
What did I tell you about freestyling? You have a net, boy.
Sorry, Matthew.
Freestyle.
Boy. I like that we've had you on here for 15 minutes now. We haven't like given like a whole big background of you.
We haven't yet. It's okay though.
Well, let's
the people we're just you know, we're making the people want more.
I want to point out one more thing.
And you've also talked more than
point out
anyone
you
else
want.
We've had
one thing. This
time
it's not my fault you didn't bring a sketchbook. All right.
Why my sketchbook?
Oh no, no.
I got it, but no one's gonna be able to see it unless you guys like post some images on the blog or something.
Not only that, we'll have
my
to
guess
scan
is more
it
prepared.
And post it.
Oh, I've already scanned all that.
My guess is more quiet.
Images.
Face.
That's not a good thing. That's actually a detriment.
I get to talk more for him. It's okay.
And Jacob has now whipped out his massive.
This is awesome.
All kinds of
awesome stuff. So, I mean, hope maybe we'll get you guys a link to that, or someone on the blog, or give you some of the scans, so you guys, some of you guys can see some of the.
It shall, we shall put it in the link though.
Yes,
that way we can.
It's really good.
Our blog is called beforetheyweremonkeys.blogspot.com.
And we're also on Twitter and.
So Josh, what's our Twitter handle?
What's our Twitter handle? Something about College Monkeys.
It's called at College Monkeys.
At College Monkeys. And it's
you see how much you get.
I don't have a Twitter account. What do you want from people?
That sounds like Futurama. Like the monkey going to college. Wasn't that like a whole episode?
Yeah, that was a whole episode. Large university.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Well, let me give everyone a background on you.
I see.
Well, then go for it.
Okay. I think I shall go for it.
Go for
pretty
it.
Good.
Go for
do
it.
It.
That kind of works.
Let's
do it.
Now, Jacob Manick, you and me both went to high school together.
That's right.
Started out a grade below me. So we've known each other for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've been a graphic artist for...
That's pretty good.
...quite some time.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Yeah.
You'd say that's accurate?
I'd say that's accurate, yeah.
They're more like frenemies.
Frenemies?
When did we become frenemies?
I don't know.
Did I do something?
What the devil is a frenemy?
I don't really know. I've heard the term before.
It's
your friends and enemies at the
same
time.
Your friends but enemies. Like you hang out with each other, but you're...
It's like Vegeta and Goku.
It's almost
like you look at Dragon Ball Z.
Everyone stop.
It's like when you're married. All right. You're frenemies.
Yes, that makes sense.
At least
in your marriage.
Yeah, all right. So we'll have a frenemy discussion at another time.
Yes, because this is going to just go right off the rails.
So
Josh just said we were frenemies.
That is great.
At least in our marriage. Because apparently we've got issues.
Hey, only one around me, I guess.
Hey, I'm just saying
I
that
problems.
I'm just saying that marriage sounds like a great idea until you do it, and then you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, but there's so many happy
okay
marriages.
Let's get back to this interview because we are right on the trail.
The trail?
The trail.
Yes, interview.
We're going off the
trails
on this crazy trail.
Sorry.
So Jacob, you are a graphic artist, and you were actually you were at Comic Con last year, right?
I was at the Summit City Comic Con here at Fort Wayne that they
held last weekend.
And last Eric, weekend, yep, here at the Grand Wayne Center.
Eric still owes me a Spider-Man.
Yeah, he'll get it too. Don't worry about that.
We're gonna wait
forever. All right.
And this year, I was helping out at the Intergalactic Toys. I was helping out at their booth because. I entered to have an artist booth, but they had a jury this year because last year they had way too many artists.
How many did they have last year?
Oh, over 100. It was a lot. And it became a problem because when you have all those people, all these artists, and they're all selling the same stuff, it's all the same product.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, different levels as far as that goes, and they might draw different styles and all that stuff, but it's the same kind of stuff. So people are walking around and they don't have a lot of money, economy's bad and all that, and art's expensive usually, so people weren't making a lot of money because there was just way too much competition. You had everybody else was selling the exact same stuff. In order to stay competitive or make enough money for your day, you know, you go out your costs.
Basically, people were bored out of their minds walking around.
I thought that was pretty cool.
There were a lot of people that enjoyed looking, but they were looking. They weren't buying. And so for us that were trying to make some money, we were like, you ended up spending more because you'd walk around and you'd find some cool stuff or you'd go over to like, you know, one of the comic book stores booths or one of the toy stores booths or something like that, and you'd find some cool stuff, you know, because they were running some good clearances while they were there.
Actually,
so you're like, they were. And this year, too, they were running some good sales. So, I mean, it was like, people were, too, they were spending their money over there. So then if they spent all their money over there buying stuff, then they're like, oh, I can't afford any art. I just bought a bunch of comics, and I got this X-Men statue, and it's just my mom wouldn't let me spend any more money, guys.
So. I love that little motion, dude. That was pretty awesome.
Now, see, I spent a lot
of my other talents.
One
of my
many
talents impersonating an old elderly woman.
So, yeah. And then I, Eric, yeah, who you guys had on last week, we also were at the KatsuCon, the anime con that they have. That's coming up in July. I should be there too, but not, like I said, I'm probably going to be helping Intergalactic Toys again because this year it hasn't been good for getting tables. We missed the deadline for like when, so it filled up. Like they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have any more spaces.
That does suck though.
Wait, what? When was the deadline? You guys should have sent an email out.
But yeah.
Well, this is, I mean, it's not San Diego Comic-Con, so you can't expect a lot of organization.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
You know, we're lucky sometimes that everything runs as smoothly as it does, because the guys that are doing it, I mean, they have a lot on their plate to try and do. They don't have a lot of help.
We need some help. Mental help. I'm probably going crazy by now. I mean, think about it.
It's stressful. But, yeah.
Now
your wife's going to kill me.
Now, what would you say, like, your... what would you say your drawing style is?
Well, originally I drew in a more Japanese inspired style.
Anime.
Probably, you know, in high school I was doing a lot of that, but
I remember this.
Eventually I came to a realization with it that it wasn't a very marketable style, because at the time there were a lot of people that were into anime and they were learning how to draw that way. And I would see a lot of people online, you know, like you would go on to DeviantArt or other art sites and you'd see other artists' work. There was a lot of people that were really good. There were people that were better than me, and they weren't getting any work. Because the companies that were hiring people to do artwork for them, there was way too much of an influx of these guys that all did this style, and there wasn't enough demand for it compared to, like, because they're like, well, why hire you, an American guy who's imitating a Japanese style, when we can hire a Japanese artist who actually is an authentic guy
and
do it.
And the problem with competing with the Japanese artists is they pretty much hire them right out of school, like,
oh yeah,
out of high school, boom.
You know, I figure that's their style, like, that's
they know
the way they do it. That's,
oh yeah,
that's true.
So why imitate it? I've never really understood.
Well, it was a thing where it was just fans liked it so much,
a lot
and
of
they
favor.
and they were artists too, so they decided, that's how I want my stuff to look. I like this. I want to do this style. And, I mean, there's advantages because, I mean, some of the stuff when you draw in an anime style, it's more, there's a lot less, things are more streamlined. They're less detailed than a lot of American style, like comic or animation art. You know, the noses are a lot simpler to draw.
Yeah.
The big eyes
are
nice,
like little,
and expressive.
Like little swishes?
Yeah.
Little
swish? Usually it'll, sometimes they don't even draw a nose on there. And noses are difficult to draw. I mean, if any of you guys ever try to draw
a
nose.
A lot of shading,
oh
a lot
God.
Of,
too
yeah.
They're,
too much
they're
time
very
effort.
Difficult.
I'm a
and
horrible artist.
It's really, especially too, it's really hard drawing feminine characters too, especially as an artist trying to draw their nose and make it look like a nice feminine nose and not some big old honker, you know.
Not to mention the eyes. The eyes.
And
I
the
always
eyes.
Find
eyes can be very all
they,
facial
they
features.
They
can
simplify
difficult.
It. They just make a giant circle and they put a dot in the center. Oh,
yeah.
Boom! You've got an
yeah,
eye.
Exactly.
But when you're actually trying to draw, like, you know, a portrait, doing the eyes is so difficult because they have to mirror one another, but yet
oh,
they
yeah.
have to be different because there's two sides
yeah.
to every face.
Yeah. Exactly. And so
it's a two face. I thought you just did.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's two.
Yeah,
like, you have a good
face.
Side, and it is like two face. If you take like a photo of yourself, and then you take a piece of paper,
right,
you shouldn't. That's an awesome Batman villain. You got
what
to be
is?
In one of the top grossing films in all history. Don't complain, Josh. You got your cut of that pie.
Where's my cash then?
You spent it all.
Oh,
okay.
Is that what
you,
that bite was?
You,
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
You don't
oh,
remember.
Man.
It was crazy. Anyways, getting back to what she was saying.
Once again, your wife's going to kill me.
You would? Anyways, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
I like boss spells.
So anyway, so yeah, so I switched gears though when I started doing things in more like a traditional American comic book style, more like you would see at like Marvel and DC, because I wanted to get work in the comic book industry here, and that was what they wanted. That's what they were hiring artists to do. Because for a while, the companies hired anime guys. There was like a, if you look at like the early 2000s, there is a period of time where you'll see a more anime style look on a lot of their books, and it just didn't do well for them, and so they've kind of just stopped hiring those guys.
I see it as like back when I was a kid, I used to love, like I talked about in the last podcast, I loved anime, like I loved Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, all that stuff, but I see it as it was a fad for us because it came in, everyone loved it over here, but I think it's now like on the.
It's coming down the slide. Part of it has to do with the pirating, because there's a heavy pirating of manga and anime.
Big time.
Because people are impatient, partly, because they don't like waiting for things to get translated into English. They'd rather just have fans translate it and get it instantly the day it comes out in Japan, and not have to wait like a year, 4 months. I mean, if you think when we were kids, the crazy thing is Dragon Ball Z had been done in Japan for like. 5 years, 10 years, some of that. It's crazy how old that series is. It came out in the '80s.
Well,
for Pete's sake, some of the episodes.
I always thought it looked cheap and all that kind of stuff. Like you go to like a movie store, you'll see all those anime things. I always think when I go buy it, I'm like, that looks cheap and stupid. Like I always associate anime with cheap and that's just me though.
And, you know, it definitely too. If you're looking at ones, the series that were made decades ago, animation quality is not as good. I mean, more recent stuff, it's some of it's actually pretty
like
nice.
Like Howl's Moving Castle?
Yeah, Miyazaki films, the quality in those, I mean, they call him the Disney of Japan for a reason. I mean,
he's just amazing.
He's fantastic.
I was going to say, because I remember I also watched Gundam.
Oh, yeah.
And, I watched, they came out with Gundam Wing, and then they had regular Gundam.
Yeah, they
and
showed the original
one. Yeah, the original one, I didn't realize that was made 70s. I watched it after watching Gundam Wing.
Now,
I was like,
here's something that'll blow your mind. Like,
blow my mind, sir.
Power Rangers has been around since like the 60s.
Yes, I knew that one.
Yeah, and there's
Super Saiyan.
It's crazy. I mean, like most people, they don't realize like Mighty Morphin was like season like
115
or something like that in Japan or something like crazy. Yeah, it was way they already had like tons of seasons. I mean, there was a baseball themed Power Rangers before Mighty Morphin.
Kidding me.
Yeah.
I didn't know Power Rangers was a Japanese.
Yeah, it's been on for like almost 4 years now.
What they did was they bought the footage of the Japanese show from Japan, and then they would refilm scenes in English of their own stuff.
The scenes where they were not in costume.
Right. They would film those, they film new scenes, and they would just edit all the fight scenes from the Japanese one, dub over English dialogue over that, and then they would insert any of the scenes where they weren't in costume. They would refilm that in English and then put them all together, and they would Frankenstein episodes for the American Power Rangers series, and they still do it that way.
Oh yeah, it's the best way.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Like they actually brought it up on Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
Because when I watch Dino Thunder, they're like, oh my god, it's Power Rangers, but in Japan.
Yeah, they literally
like,
who's
watching us?
They just dubbed in English. They just dubbed the Japanese episode in English for that one. It was
that was actually
pretty interesting because it was like, wow, this is what the show is actually like.
That's so cheesy.
I see why they were redoing it. I mean, because even, you know, you look at Japanese Power Rangers is kind of a...
Way cheesy.
Yeah. But,
I mean,
the cooler things about Power Rangers really is just some of their design.
That's
what
Americans
do, though. The mechs and the costumes and stuff like that.
Americans,
and the monsters were cool.
We go,
you know?
We take other cultures' ideas and we just make it better. That's what we do.
That's why we're called a melting pot.
But
we're the better melting pot.
Like, most of our shows are based off of, British.
Yeah, it's so true. And a lot of our food's not original. We steal it and we improve it.
Most of our American movies are now based off books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More comics.
Speaking of books, have you guys ever heard of Downton Abbey?
I've seen the DVD set for it. Yeah.
We watched season one, and I'm in love with it. And...
Now, here, a British series that you guys need to watch. And I'll
probably have watched it before. Tell me.
You probably. Have you seen Sherlock yet?
Oh, I love Sherlock.
It's awesome. Did you know what?
Season 2.
It's so stupid, though.
So stupid. There's only 3 episodes in a season.
They're 90 minutes long.
I know.
Piece. So it's the same as getting 9 episodes.
The only thing I hate about British TV series.
Yeah.
They're like an hour long each one.
Yeah.
The only thing I do not like about the British TV series is that it's like 6 episodes and they're like an hour long each.
I know.
Another thing in there?
They're like movies, basically. I mean, they're like mini movies.
They're mini series. I think that's where the mini series idea came.
They're filming season three right now. It's fantastic. It's good.
Well, I'm super excited for Downton Abbey when it comes out because there's a lot of episodes. They're high quality. It's just amazing.
Well, did you see? I was actually watching previews for new shows this fall. They're actually going to make, you know, what's his name? I don't even remember what his name is. Oh, shit. Well, there's this. They're gonna make an American version of Sherlock Holmes.
Haven't they done where he's an American instead of
British? He's British, but he's
in America.
He's in New York City.
Okay.
And Watson's gonna be a woman.
That'd be interesting.
Okay. And Watson's gonna be what's her name? One famous Asian woman.
That one famous Asian woman.
Lucy Liu?
Yes.
Lucy Liu and Emmy Watson?
How did you figure that out? No.
I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Yeah,
I've been with him for almost 5 years.
I don't know. I mean, like...
But I was also watching, like, the preview. I don't like the Watson. I love Benjamin Cumberbatch. Also because of his name.
Because of his name.
But anyway...
He doesn't love his name.
It's great, but yeah.
Say more.
Okay.
Okay, what? What are you okaying about?
I'm just going to point at you for the rest of the podcast.
Don't point at me. Don't point at me.
We're all pointing at
you. The interview is done.
The interview's over. Have you heard that Iran has threatened to sue Google?
Why?
Because they didn't label the Persian Sea or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, the Persian Gulf? That's what it is, the Persian Gulf. They didn't label it on Google Maps.
As
and
the
so
Persian Gulf?
Suing them.
We are so
mad! So they're suing
but
them!
But everybody's mad. They're all pissed off. Whoa, whoa.
Why?
I don't know.
No,
whoa, I think they're just mad and they just need something
Iranians, wherever they're at, are pissed off.
The three people who can log on to Google in Iran are pissed off.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, so even
I didn't think they could access
people
Google.
Who are from Iran
are pissed off about it.
So Mahmoud is so mad right now.
That's
he's like,
dumb.
I cannot see the Persian Gulf on here.
I wish I can just sue somebody, just sue them.
Doesn't mean they're going to win.
Mahmoud,
just
do whatever you want.
I work for an attorney's office. I mean, I love to sue people. Right now, I want to sue my apartment complex.
This is the problem with Americans. We love to sue.
We love to sue.
It's
and
our
we even make up reasons
right,
to sue people.
We also love to sew.
So
we can sue someone for sewing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It doesn't make any damn sense, though.
It's fun, and that's why everything's so pricey here. You know, that's why your doctor's bill is like $6,000 for, you know, they put a splint on you. There you go, $6,000.
In case they get any mail practices.
Mail practices, exactly.
Insurance, or whatever.
Exactly, because people just love to sue.
Too.
It's kind of like the lottery in America.
Woo-hoo,
it,
right.
If you can't win the lottery, then you gotta sue someone rich. It's a get-rich-quick scheme.
Nice.
It's American
again, I
dream.
I'm
gonna be rich tomorrow, not 10 years later.
Exactly. I don't have to work today.
I found my, Josh. I found my Halloween costume.
You found it,
and you'd probably be very jealous of me.
Where'd you find it? No,
well, no, it's actually like it's.
It's in his brain. It's stupid.
It's taking my brain. No, it's a picture done by this artist named Rosie Higgins. It's a reimagining of Peter Parker.
Oh, really?
And it's Spider-Man, but like he's wearing a hoodie, long fingerless gloves, like knee length chucks, and then like a hoodie up and then goggles.
That sounds like Scarlet Spider.
It looks pretty awesome. You come over here real quick. I'll show you.
Save for the knee-high chucks.
You
those are only
on
girl shoes.
I will put it on
same.
The blog. But I
also,
want to see the secret real quick.
Cutter's always wanted to wear gloves, you know, like Cinderella.
Like Cinderella?
I feel like a dream. I feel like a pretty princess.
Just give one. We'll call
Michael
Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty sweet design.
Just, you know why Michael Jackson wore that one glove?
It's the urban look for the Spider-Man.
What do you think?
It's
just this
the
right
Spider-Man.
Here.
That's the 21st century.
What, the laces?
No, the knee-high chucks. Now, those are only girl shoes.
Yeah, but
he likes the girly looks. Leave him alone.
Yeah, but it works because it's like having boots on.
It's like having boots. Combat boots. Make it sound more manly. It's still a girl style. Go on.
Pretty cool.
It
does look kind of familiar, though. Hey.
Aperture Laboratories.
Was that on,
Speaking of Aperture Laboratories.
Okay.
Oh boy.
There's, I'm gonna put this in the link dump. There's a guy from Penn State, grad student, made, wait for it, a portal turret.
A portal turret.
Now for those people that aren't familiar, from the portal game, right?
In the video? It works. It is awesome.
How many people has he shot so far?
He shot himself.
He showed me this.
Has he been telling people about cake that actually is a lie?
Are you still there?
Well, Coda was that.
Hello.
Oh God.
He showed me the video of the grad student, right? He's like, now watch this, watch the portal. And the guy moves, and then like it shoots like a little.
If you stay in one spot for more than 2 seconds, it'll start shooting at you with like nerfs.
Oh, nerfs.
My question was, why is that really? Like, I don't understand why that's amazing.
Okay.
Isn't there like computers out there that can like, you know,
but it's from a video game.
Anything and everything.
It's from a video game.
But guys, the cool part about this, he has it hooked up. It's pretty much almost a robot. It has a video camera hooked up to the front. It has motion tracking.
It's Terminator.
It is.
Without legs.
Or shapeshifting.
It has motion tracking.
I wasn't thinking that futuristic.
But motion tracking already exists. But go on.
Your face already exists.
Duh.
But he had it programmed that it will track. It will only track a pink t-shirt.
Pink t-shirt.
Yes.
It should have been pink and purple.
So like he walked in front of the camera and it didn't move. He walked in front with a pink t-shirt, and it was like...
So he's trying to punish guys that wear pink? Is that his plan?
He should.
The reason he did it was because it's a bright color.
Oh, okay.
It's easily recognizable. Like, kind of like a red. Like, kind of like red it is.
Makes sense.
Okay. So it's just like... It's like color recognition.
So please explain to us why this is so awesome. Like...
Because...
I don't get the... You know, the...
The awesomeness of the situation.
Yes, I just don't get it.
Because it's motion tracking, it's robotics, and it also appeals to everyone who loves video games.
So I think it's more the fact he was able to recreate this in real life. A game that people enjoy.
I'm thinking of it from a technological aspect. Heck is that amazing?
It's mostly a big deal because it came from video game. It's like, why do you buy like a sword from a comic book?
There's a master sword.
He did it on his own.
Really?
Yeah, at a...
He built this on his own. He doesn't work for the military. He doesn't work for a tech company.
I don't get that much money. I don't know.
No, but he's going to MIT, so that...
No, he's going to Penn State, actually.
Oh, yeah, Penn State. All right,
see you later.
Never mind. You know what I really wish exist?
What?
Pizza on this table right now?
I already had pizza.
Pepperoni.
Sorry, you missed out.
I had somebody make a mess on myself.
I really wish they'd create a robot that would just, its sole purpose in life.
What was it, pamper you? Is that what you're going to say? I feel you're going there.
To do my housework.
Like I said, pamper you.
So you want Rosie the robot from the Jetsons?
No, not just that.
If I knew what that was, I'd agree with you.
You don't see the Jetsons?
Are you seriously? You don't know the Jetsons?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
But you want iRobot. The movie iRobot?
Yes, that's it.
They're
going to
take us over and kill us and just...
I said minus three revolt.
It's gonna happen. It doesn't matter.
I don't need no crazy
field goal.
Nano things like nanotechnology. Like I don't need that kind of crap coming into my house and trying to kill me. But I do want a robot to sit there and I walk in the door. Good afternoon, ma'am. The house is clean. what are your orders?
What do you need next?
I want a cappuccino latte. I want my dinner made. This is what I want for dinner, and also take out my dogs. That's what I want. Give that to me, and I'll be happy.
And then it'll start taking over the world
like,
and kill us
all. I feel like that's going to be like WALL-E, where then people will do nothing then, because the robots will do everything. We'll be in the chairs.
We'll get so fat we can't even waddle.
Well, they could walk. It's just the fact that they had not walked in so... They pretty much didn't
It was like entropy.
Well, and they had been in space for so
long.
Well,
I didn't say I wanted a magical chair to wheel my ass through the universe, did I? No, I just...
I think you want one, though, anyway.
You're working it. It's a slippery slope.
Fallacy. The slippery slope fallacy. That's what
Were you in my class when we learned about that?
I was in with the same teacher the following year,
Josh was in my class.
Yeah.
That's why.
Which one was that?
When we learned about fallacies and how to defend our religion.
Mr.
I can't remember his name either.
Does it matter at this point?
Was it with
mattered,
Mr. Kenny?
No.
It might have been Mr. Kenny.
Or was it with
no,
Mr.
No, it wasn't
Garcia?
Mr. Kenny.
It was one dude.
No one cares.
Short hair.
Quick name dropping.
I know who it is. I can't.
You just can't think of his name. It's on the tip of your tongue. You just
anyway, it's not important. No one, like, unless
exactly,
they went to Dwenger,
not
they're
important,
not going
to
know.
Yeah, but no
Dwenger,
one gives a shit.
Three of us went to Dwenger, so we can do whatever we want.
But what if our friends from Dwenger will listen and they understand the Dwenger reference?
Well, then they can write the name on the block.
Don't know.
Like, oh,
they'll
you don't
know. Oh, yeah, it's this guy.
But they won't be able to because you're trying to tell us not to reference Dwenger.
It's all right. It's all
right. Boom. You just slippery slope.
Anyways.
Anyways,
no, I would seriously
not getting a space chair or a robot. Go
see,
away.
I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be allowed to be lazy because then I still have to work to pay for my electric bill to power up my robot.
Hold on. If we have robots that are this far advanced, we could probably have some way of them self-sustaining energy,
like hydrogen. Just pour some water in it and a
nuclear reactor.
We have that, you know.
We do. I know. They just don't use it.
Crystals.
Not here.
What did happen to that? What did happen to the fact that, like, we were all big on hydrogen, and then it just keeled off?
The oil companies. Do you think they're really going to want to lose billions and billions when...
Well,
there's a renewable thing that's the most abundant source in the universe.
Yeah.
About we
that.
Should not let this go.
Well, there's that. Yeah. All right.
But...
Hydrogen evidently was the topic killer. Like, everything went quiet after that. Just, like, are we afraid of the oil companies?
No,
yes,
no.
We
don't want to talk.
We're all
watching us. I have a gun to my head.
Is Shell going to come and get us?
I mean, we don't have to worry about BP. They're just sorry all the time.
We're sorry. God, I love that. I love that on South Park. We're so sorry.
Sorry, we destroyed your vault.
So
we're
sorry
we destroyed.
No,
it was bastards.
You're watching on South Park. They were making fun of the people.
Okay, I've never seen South Park either.
You've ever seen that? We're so sorry. Is that like he's laying on the wearing like a bearskin rug? We're so sorry.
They just forgive them. They just like forget
well,
about it.
Can forgive us. We're so sorry.
Well, I love how they like. If you notice that, like they're like. Yeah. Now that they're done with all their sorries, they're like, we're hiring people to take care
to
of
work
us
in the Gulf.
We're hiring people to save the planet. Like, yeah, you're standing in front of an oil like
oil
pumper.
Rig. Oil rig.
That's it.
Oil pumper.
The oil on the ground.
And her like hand was going up and down. Oil pumper.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, but yeah, they're sitting there standing in front of an oil rig. We're doing our best to help the planet. You sure are. Congratulations.
Well, technically, none of us has really been the best to help the planet. I mean,
I do.
Do you drive?
We share a car.
What I do is
Where do you go to eat? Any fast foods in your gone?
I eat organic foods.
I eat at your McDonald's.
You just ate donuts.
I know. I did. But you see, I'm going to recycle every bit of this.
But back into the ocean? When you gotta use the restroom?
I like to just throw my trash right
on shoving
into
it down a seal's throat.
Oh god.
Well, and you had it here.
You know,
confession to littering.
Here's my version of recycling.
You just remind me of that video where the guy's like running up and then he just bashes the baby seal's skull in.
Oh, oh my god!
You never seen that video?
No, let's not talk
it
about
was...
that.
Okay,
oh my god! No!
Actual baby seal?
Yeah, he just runs up. But you don't like it's. They had it in a commercial. It just cut up to the point where like right before he hit.
Oh okay.
It's like he's running up and gets like a head start. He comes up and it's like, and then you don't like it's like this shit happens.
Oh,
please,
what?
That is important.
Oh, kind of like those dog commercials where they show you
all
the sad faces.
Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. That
I love that with SNL where she comes on, she's trying to get it. No, Sarah McLachlan, we don't want to hear your song about the sad dogs. We're not interviewing you about that.
Oh, God.
Don't you want to hear about my charity work with the dog? No, we get enough of that when we're sitting at home watching the TV.
You've made the entire country depressed. Stop.
Did you guys watch SNL this weekend?
I went to bed at 10.
I was at work when SNL started.
Well, I watched... Will Ferrell was on.
Will Ferrell
was on. And there's actually some pretty funny sketches I watched. Like one.
I heard there's one where he's like he's George W. again.
Okay.
Oh,
I didn't
see
that one.
I love that when he does that.
My favorite was like it was a cold commercial. Like, it was Kristen Wiig. She's like, whenever me and my husband are sick, we just have the worst allergies. And he's like this, like, ah, boom! And she's just like, what the hell? Why do you sneeze like that? And then, like, you see, like, walking through the house talking about the cold medicine. He's like, ah, boom!
Yeah, I
she's like, why do you sneeze
right?
like that? And then, like, the last part, she's, like, sitting there, she's, like, dumping the cold medicine into the glass. And he's just sitting in bed, and like, achoo! Spills it all over or something. Like, that's an
yeah,
awesome
that's
group.
That's a great.
That's
yeah.
funny.
I didn't get it.
That's some funny shit right there.
It's
and then
some
there's
funny
also
stuff right there.
The SNL digital short 100th episode.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I love those little digital shorts.
Oh,
like
no.
the best.
And Justin Bieber was in it. It's like, you're going to suck your fucking Justin Bieber. What? No.
I love those digital shorts. Like the,
I think.
I'm on a boat. Like, that's the best.
I think.
My
you don't
favorite,
want
to
my,
yeah. my favorite is the cinephile one.
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
Bolton.
Oh gosh,
oh,
yes.
Yes, that one is good
I
too.
Think I think Michael Bolton's a major cinephile.
Oh, and they're just trying to make like a yeah, I'm gonna go out and
there's doing like a club rap. And he's like,
my name Jack Sparrow.
Yes,
adventures on the high sea.
I love it. Like,
it's like, do you want me to start singing about another movie?
I'm
no,
Aaron Brockovich.
No.
He's like, what is he talking about? No, we're in the club.
I'm Scarface.
That was
well,
pretty great.
They had him in the 100th one, and like he spun around, and he was just as Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
Oh, God.
You guys, they had a marathon of those Pirates movies. You ever seen that, guys?
It's really addicting, man. Really
yeah,
addicting.
Yeah, they're good movies. Let's go ahead and we'll continue with the song. I think I enjoy. The, I got
you
say I really enjoy
now.
The original one though. The Lazy Sunday. That's it's a classic.
That is a classic.
It's a
I've
classic.
Never seen
Part
that
now.
One.
It's
I'm
a good
have
one.
To, I'm gonna have to check
it's
that
a good
one.
One. I mean, it's all
you
about the Chronicles
be,
of Narnia and Lovecraft.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I was going to say, you probably can't put that on the blog, can you? Because I'd be
covering
that.
You can link
I can
to SNL's website.
I can paste
you
as
should
far
do
as
that.
I
you
know.
Should put that on the
so
blog.
People go, I'm sure they won't mind us like promoting,
yeah.
Hey, go visit their website and watch this short. I mean, it's on there.
Let's get some traffic to the NBC.
You know, NBC wants more, you know, like hits because they're desperate to have ratings right now.
They are.
How bad
oh my
are
God.
They?
I look.
And it got deadly silence. That
they,
sounds like
well,
a little tame.
Yeah.
What
all
kind
these?
Of shows are on NBC? Like,
oh.
just so I can't. Besides SNL, like.
I saw the new
oh,
shows.
It's painful.
The new show's coming out for this fall. I watched the previews for them.
They become. They become Fox.
Name.
They cancel everything.
Well, name one thing that's on there that's popular right now, like.
Well, I mean,
Community, Parks and Rec.
Those suck.
I don't like those at all.
I hate those
now,
too.
Now, here's the
that
thing.
Now.
If that's what those are the most popular shows that are on there right now, and that's what you think of them, that's their most popular shows.
One of their worst
so,
shows.
So,
no, I understand
you see what we're saying?
Yeah.
Because they've gotten rid of a lot of the shows that were doing really great for them. I mean,
like,
Chuck's going to end, I'm pretty sure.
Chuck already ended.
Yeah, it ended.
Oh,
Heroes
God.
Was ending a long time ago, and it
was
going
God,
horribly
was
down spiral. Office is on its way out, basically. It's
well, it's
not going
to
survive.
Well, because
they
got rid of
Steve Carell.
Steve
yeah,
Carell
was the
lifeblood
of that show.
And not that the other actors aren't good, but the problem is he was such an important character, it's hard to continue the series without
it.
It
is.
You know?
It was kind of
he
circled kind of, around
he
him.
Made that show.
He did.
He was the breakout character of that. Really. Well, I don't know. I mean, Dwight's more
the
breakout
the one
character.
Show
he
I
was
do,
very
the one show I do love on NBC is Grimm.
Yeah,
Grimm's
good.
Really
Awake is also pretty interesting, but I don't think it's going to last.
I heard
and Grimm is kind of like, too, I'm wondering how long are they going to be able to keep it just because of NBC's track record right now.
Well,
because
yeah,
NBC
Grimm
doesn't
is,
know.
I like Grimm, so.
It's a pretty good one.
Like,
I want to see
one. I bet Sci-Fi would support Grimm, though, if NBC decides to get rid of it. That's what they have with Merlin. They're like, all right, let's start airing on Sci-Fi instead.
We don't get Sci-Fi. We're screwed.
Like watching
well,
on
find
Netflix.
The neighbor.
No, but on, yeah,
no,
they're pretty
no.
good about putting it on Netflix.
No, Oh man, I don't know what I was gonna Cody's say. Cody's
got the gangster hat going on.
You were saying you were enjoying Grimm.
I am enjoying Grimm, but like the thing is with
he's
NBC,
enjoying
they don't
too
giant
much.
Stain on your shirt.
I know that. Thank
it looks
you.
Kind of disgusting.
I know.
He just enjoyed
commercial.
Too much.
Stain!
You know, we've name dropped so many companies and they should give us $5 right now.
I'm sure
every single one of them.
All the time.
We will walk out of this room with $50 in our.
You wish.
Just so everyone knows, we're not being paid to say these things.
Yeah,
which is kind of sad. I mean,
if
we're giving
wanna,
them all this free publicity.
I mean, if they want to go to my PayPal account and deposit some funds.
I mean, we're not gonna be upset about that, you know.
Dakota's PayPal account password is.
We'll be more than happy to.
But yeah, Dunkin' Donuts, they definitely owe us some money because, I mean,
I'm sure it probably happens all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
People say something on podcasts, mention their name or something like that. Yeah, probably do.
Pennies at a time, pennies.
Or they sue them.
What?
Use their name without.
Hey, we should sue them. Hey.
No, they'll sue us.
Shit. No,
yeah,
because,
I don't know.
Because they're not going to sue someone for free advertising.
They're going to be more than happy about
the
free advertising.
Yeah.
But they can't.
Mm.
They have the options, all I'm saying.
Why?
No.
They're not going to get anything out of us.
That's not true. They could.
Not really, because
not
we're not
all the legal fees and all that.
Slandering them.
No, we're saying
we're showing. There's a difference.
They're,
they can only sue us if we, like
what? Say Target sucks.
No, that's an opinion. Slander is saying something like. Wait, is it slander or libel? Libel, I think, is written, slander is spoken.
Yeah.
It's just saying that, like...
You're making accusations, basically.
Yeah, like,
you're
did you know that Target, like, you know, they did this and they did this? You're trying to pass it off as fact when you're just lying through your teeth. That's how they can see you.
Yeah,
they can see us.
Well, we didn't say anything, Josh.
We haven't.
I was waiting for it. I was trying to get that close.
Dude.
I was trying to get you there.
Mm-mm. Didn't
work. What is your official position, like, on the business card? It's like devil's advocate. Is that what it says on the line?
He really is. Every time he starts doing that, it's always me that's the target. Never go.
Oh,
you're
so close to
actually
saying something.
Well, he knows. He knows who's his bread and butter. He doesn't bite that hand that feeds him. He's out of a podcast if he does that.
Does he not remember? I'm a producer. I have firing rights.
Listen.
Look who got fired.
No.
Matt didn't really get fired.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Well, I fired him.
Josh,
what's up?
I want to rant about this now.
We're ranting.
You made yourself the producer. I let that happen.
Uh-oh.
You do not have firing rights.
Jake, you better leave the room.
No, I didn't actually get up.
This podcast is taking a dark turn. You do not have firing rights. I have firing rights.
Okay.
Let me know.
Well, I would like it to be known. Have one episode without me.
Doing.
See how well it.
We have.
Goes.
Hey, we could have done this all on our own.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get Eric in here.
I think our problem would
have
been actually
have
starting.
All four of us, that'd be awesome.
Or it could be mass chaos.
No,
or
I think it could be the greatest idea
topic.
Ever.
Okay.
Anyways, so
or
you
need more donuts. I don't know.
You were saying something about
what was I
your
saying?
Bike, your views on bikes earlier.
Well, I rode up to the other, like it was it last weekend. You were out, so I was like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna take the bike. So I went and just ran some errands on my bike.
Wait, you have a cruiser or a mountain bike?
I have two bikes. I have that road bike, and then I also have a mountain bike.
Okay, I was going to say, because like, cruisers are nice, but they don't do so well with all the hills and everything.
No, see, that's why I have a mountain bike, because I like my road bike, but I can't.
But
like,
sometimes you just like feel like riding on a mountain.
No, it's because like if the sidewalks.
There's so many in the state of Indiana.
The sidewalks here.
You ride to the mountain first.
Like, you go north of town, the sidewalks here suck.
Two for one.
So. But I don't know. When you're driving in a car, you look at bikers so much. Like, you look at people on bicycles so much differently.
Oh, I know.
Like, I've
seen you in your look, Josh.
What's your
opinion
like,
on bikers is, that's 5 points if I hit that guy.
Do you think his way of life is Grand Theft Auto?
So, yes.
Do you go out with a baseball bat or beating people? Like, yeah.
So if I'm on a point,
I get the mini ones and pretend I'm hitting them.
So if I'm on a sidewalk, does that mean you're gonna run me off the sidewalk?
Yes.
You dick.
You ever see me coming here?
That's his. That's on his license plate.
You ever hear a car honking at you? You should probably get off the sidewalk. Come after you.
Oh my God. So I'm going to work, and one of my coworkers. Her license plate is her own effing name.
I've seen that before.
I could not believe it. I'm like, she named her car
reflection.
Her own name. Because,
baby,
not
you're a narcissist.
Hey guys, who's driving it?
Guys, ooh, I love myself. I just want to put myself
I
on
just,
the plate.
Make so with the mirror in the morning.
You look good.
I found it hilarious. I couldn't
keep
believe it.
Keep doing what you do.
When I saw that,
I feel
I was
that's
just
what
like,
Sam
really?
Do.
I'm like, and the thing is, she's not even that into herself. Like, I would never have guessed it.
No, you know what it is? She's like one of those people that has to label everything. She put the license plate with her name on it, and everything on her house has her name on it. Because growing up, the problem was people were always using her stuff. So then psychologically, it created the need to label everything.
No, explain why her pens have her name attached.
This is my pen!
It says mine!
She was like one of 12 kids, and she has to label everything now. I can see that.
Like, let's say her name was...
I don't want to hand me downs, no more.
Like, this is Nydia's pen. Nydia's pen. She's crazy.
That's my pen over there. That's mine.
Hey, why don't you just go in the basement?
That's not part of my job description.
It's about my pay. I
see a lot of you. Josh, didn't you have one other thing you want to talk about?
Did I?
The zoo.
Yes, you want to talk about the zoo, remember?
The zoo was awesome.
Is that all you wanted to say? Like, are you going to talk about...
Sorry, I hate your sentence.
Are you talking about, like, the dingo puppies or, like...
Give me a second. Give me a spell of something.
Panda bears.
The zoo was awesome.
What about the zoo was awesome,
what,
Josh?
What did you enjoy?
Yesterday was my 2-year anniversary with Daniel, so went to the zoo.
Aw, nice.
And one thing, she was super excited about going there. She loves seeing the Clydesdale they have there.
Mm-hmm. The what?
The Clydesdale, it's a horse.
I know what a Clydesdale is, I just didn't hear you. So I was like, the what?
I didn't know what it was, so
you didn't. I didn't say it a second time.
It's like a giant horse that's really furry.
Okay.
But I didn't say it a second time, so you obviously heard me the first time.
Just go.
Anyway.
Continue.
And it was gone.
What?
It wasn't there at the zoo. It was just gone.
It probably died and they made glue out of it.
That's what I was going to say.
That, or they sold it to the French and they made horse burgers.
They actually legalized horse meat in the United States because it's been illegal for hundreds of years because people were like, oh, my horse is my pet. We can't eat him. And now they've opened up the borders. Now Canada's flooding us with horse meat and you're like, hey, has some horse
meat. What's next, dog meat?
You know,
right?
I feel like that could be a problem because we're going to some places. I think people are starting to get kind of paranoid about, is this really beef? Or is it?
No, that's true.
I don't know if I can trust Taco Bell anymore.
Chicken and cats or something like that? What was that?
Yeah, I can't. That's actually really true. People start doing that questioning.
But it's true. They legalized it. I think it was last year. So now you can go to a butcher shop and get you some horse. Yum.
That's what she said.
Thank you, Michael Scott.
That's what she said. That's time. That's what she said. Not time. Or is it not enough time? Or not now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back in time.
I know I have Aaron Drew.
No. We're not doing... No offense to Aaron, but we're not doing that again.
Hi, guys.
Hey guys. How's it going?
Yeah, I think it turned into a personal conversation that should not have been on the podcast.
Was it a personal conversation there? I don't remember. I blacked out.
Yeah. She blacked out. So, does it happen frequently?
Yes. No, he was
cleaning. Might see a doctor.
He was too busy eating a donut. He was just like,
And donuts are good, man.
Mm-hmm.
And after the donut coma ended, then he realized, wait a second.
What happened?
What did I just do?
How long have I been out?
How do you think they gave me to come here? They say, hey, free donuts. And the next
when did the zombie apocalypse occur?
And the donuts are gone. And I wake up and I'm, wait, what just happened?
I think you'd be like the Rip Van Winkle of donuts. Yes. Like, you're just eating the box of donuts and suddenly you realize you have a beard and, like, you're like, everything, it's like 15 years in the future and you're
son
like...
Son of a bitch!
It's like, I missed the invention of jetpacks!
Dang it! Awesome.
And I know there are jetpacks, but I'm talking about personalized jetpacks that we see in like Buck Rogers and
I don't see that happening.
There's jetpacks.
Yes.
Yeah, there's jetpacks. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't go that far.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like they don't work at the same like level we see like in movies and cartoons and stuff. But they do work. I mean, like you can actually like fly with them. But they don't look that cool.
I want to jump out of a plane with a jetpack.
You know what I want to do? I want an Iron Man suit. That's what I want.
Yeah, you that's can what buy, I was going
You can buy
for
a then, costume of one, but...
And attach a jetpack underneath
Wait, if it's an Iron Man suit, you wouldn't need a jetpack.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to give you that.
You don't have an arc reactor, so how would you power it?
Listen.
I get Tony Stark. I pull him out of the movie.
I'm going to crack open the paper and I'm going to see Josh Walker died today after crashing into a building.
Wasn't that the opening of Kick-Ass, the guy that jumps off the building and dies as he tries to fly? You're going to be that guy. You're going to be that guy.
Josh, you have to have the reflexes of a pilot.
And the wisdom of a man.
He's got the reflexes of a...
I'm pretty fast.
He's got the reflexes of a house cat in there.
Well, if he can upgrade that to a puma, then he can go to Rex Mondo.
Upgrade that to a puma.
Upgrade that to a puma, and you can bow to your senses.
So whenever I hear the word puma, I think of these.
I had
these, like sweatpants. They were blue and like neon green, and they were puma pants.
Like from the shoe company.
I know where you're going with this.
And I got to wear them a total of one time because as soon as my husband saw my.
She never wore them.
He wears them. He took them from me and he wears them.
I don't wear them anymore, though.
He covets them and he loves them. And I'm.
Well,
bye-bye, Puma.
Okay. I was loving them for a while and then, like, I flew to Utah in them and I realized never fly in sweatpants.
Okay. The moral for today's podcast, everyone.
The moral.
Don't fly in sweatpants.
For the love of God, don't fly in sweatpants.
I don't understand why. What was so horrible?
I think
about
you need to email.
I was
Superman
not comfortable.
Because I feel tights
because
would be similar.
Maybe because my Puma pants were too tight on you?
No.
Because they're like girl size and you were trying to get yourself into it? Go on.
No, it's because you don't wear long pants when you're hopping on a plane and you have the option of what you want to wear. Wear shorts because you're probably gonna sweat your balls off.
But if you wear shorts, the snakes can get you.
That's why they have a personalized Samuel Jackson on every plane.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Have you seen how they censored that on the TV version?
Yeah. No, how they do it?
It's ridiculous. I can't. It's the most like nonsensical stream of words.
Oh, I love
it's
when
ridiculous.
They do that.
Also, so and they had to film. Nice. They had to film Samuel Jackson another scene of that the same way him just saying the line in a way they could air it on television.
Oh, wow.
They did the same thing, I think, with Live Free or Die Hard, too. I mean,
I love when they, like,
because
the television
they
takes
do
these
it.
Movies that have, like, a profanity every other word, and they're just like, well, doggone it, and don't you know... Like,
this is why Kick-Ass will never be on television.
Yeah, hopefully.
I love it. Like, a guy's voice can be, like, deep and dark, and then they'll change it to, like, that, gosh darn it. Damn, you know who knows that? Like,
I think I've heard that on a couple of them. It's horrible.
Gosh,
well, you
darn
definitely
it.
Tell where the dub mark was.
So funny.
That's when I call the stage and say, hey, you messed up.
Say, I'm sorry.
You messed up, but I loved it.
It was funny.
It made me laugh on the inside.
So, I won't. Okay, so I saw. Yesterday, I was walking out of Kroger, and I saw one of those A-10s from the Air Force Base flying over me. And it just reminded me of the shitstorm I went through to sign up for the Air Force.
And you're not in it.
Never sign up for the military. I mean, those guys who go out there and go into the military, that's great for them. It was terrible. It was like the worst, it was the most arduous task to sign up for the Air Force for me. Because I had surgery on my legs. So I had to go to the doctor. I had to go to the doctor, get tests ran, and then I had to give my recruiter all the documents, so I could go down. So I could just get down to MEPS, and then get down there. And they're like, we need more verification. I'm like, I already have verification that I can come down here. Why do I need more verification?
So
you
can
they
stay
like
down
their
there.
Verification.
It's so stupid. And then, like, because when I went to the doctor looked at my legs, and he's like, are you kidding me? It doesn't even look like, if it wasn't for this little, tiny, microscopic notch, I couldn't even tell you had surgery.
Of course, when you watch him walk, something wrong with that guy.
That's because I have a slight indent on my left leg.
That's because he waddles.
No, it's because I have a slight indent on my left leg. I don't waddle.
I'm going to join, just so I can become Captain America. Yeah.
Josh.
But.
Yeah.
But,
you know they haven't perfected that.
How many years now?
Perfected what? Right, what are you guys talking about?
A super soldier serum. There's no... You know those... It's basically a steroid cocktail that they inject you and then hit you with radiation so that you become...
That was just penicillin.
You know what?
Yes.
I wonder how much, the arc reactor, how much of that could be possible just by the comments on it. What the hell is the arc reactor?
Renewable energy has been an idea by hippies for a while now.
There's some truth to it, but, not everything in comic book science.
Well, obviously, a man's not going to fly just because he really, really wants to.
Why are we back to Iron Man?
It was just an example.
Super
soldier, whatever, bullshit, whatever.
But they are developing an exosuit, the military.
The military's been developing an exosuit for forever.
It's an Iron Man armor. They're basically making, making bio armor. Like exo armor, an exoskeleton that you
wear. Ironically, I actually heard something about that. They're actually using spider webs because spider webs.
Oh, they've been using spider webs.
Yeah,
I'm just saying they.
Because they're stronger than steel.
Didn't they use parachutes?
Yeah, it's because it's lightweight and it's very sturdy fibers. You can make bulletproof vests out of it too.
I love the new bulletproof vest because it's called dragon skin.
Oh
yeah, I've seen it.
It's plates. It's like little plates over plates.
Gives a new definition to chain mail.
Giggly.
Technology.
I actually want to tell the rest of that story about going down to MEPS.
All right, we'll continue.
Never go down to MEPS. Never go down to MEPS.
Where is this?
It's down in Indy.
Okay.
It's military processing place.
Okay, I gotcha.
And it's so, you have to do a test, you have to do a medical exam, and then you have to wait around for them to tell you, you've been accepted. I went down there twice, because the first time, they said I was too fat. They're like, you're 10 pounds overweight.
Oh, be honest, you're 20.
20
pounds.
Of course,
their version of being overweight is being...
I was supposed to be 190 and I was 210.
Oh, yeah.
So, I love getting told I'm overweight by, pretty much Colonel Sanders' brother.
I see,
so you are overweight.
Well, Froghorn Leghorn, looks like you could lose a couple pounds yourself, but...
Do you like your chicken crispy or extra crispy?
The best...
That's a hard decision.
The best is having the medical exam by, the oldest doctor in the military.
Okay, Shelly, we're going to see if you're ready to serve our red, white, and blue.
He was Hawaiian.
What? What did you say?
He was Hawaiian.
Serve the red, white, and blue.
He was Hawaiian. And he's asking me this question.
Mahala.
He's like, I see that your name is Martinsky. You're Polish. I'm like, yes, I'm Polish. My wife, she's Polish too. And then, he's, asking me all these questions, getting more, as weird as it sounds, intimate.
I don't know if that's what you want to
and
hear
this,
when you're in
this part, office. This part's,
I think so.
Don't go into that.
Let's just say I bent over and I got an exam.
Oh. So
and then the weird part was, he gave me a hug afterwards. And he's like, he came up, gave me a hug, he's like, I love you, son. And I'm like, I don't know how to respond. I love you too? What do I say?
I need an adult.
I think the doctor had Alzheimer's or some sort of dementia.
I have something.
Maybe he's on all pills himself.
I don't know. For him just to hug Cody and be like, I love you, son. That says to me, it's
it
a red flag.
Weird.
I don't know if there's something rolling on.
But then, It really sucks going and sitting in. The worst part about MEPS is just waiting. Is waiting to hear what is happening with you.
And the best part is if they don't accept you, they don't even tell you.
Oh, yeah, they didn't tell you.
Congratulations.
And then, the whole reason I didn't go back is because they said I needed to get a second doctor's notice. Even though
the first
doctor said I was good to go.
Hawaiian one? That was the first one?
What?
No, it was before you even got down.
No. Before you even got down to MEPS, they said I was good to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had a friend who encountered a similar problem. He was trying to enlist in the Navy, and yeah, it was a whole... I think he got knocked out because of his hearing, actually.
They're such sticklers.
It's really, and surprising, because you would think we need soldiers. These people are willing to do this, but now they're like, sorry.
Well, since we don't have a war to fight, we can be very, very, very selective.
Well, to be fair, they have a lot of people that actually go down there and apply.
But if you go down there, it's always funny to go see, like, you can tell who are the ones going into which branch. The smart ones are always Air Force.
Don't you just love how he talks about people that defend us?
Buddy, I feel like we just insulted every Marine.
Okay.
Good job.
We're about to die.
No, okay.
Let's just say there are candidates that think they can be Marines, and they're actually...
I said there because some kid was, like, sitting next to me, like, come on, we're doing
Marines. Oh, so now you're judging them all by the one reject.
Well...
Good job.
It's called stereotypes.
So, I can admit there's some Marines... I respect all military. But there's some Marines out there who just... Like, it just felt like
well,
I could...
Well, there's not bright people in every...
Let's just drop that.
Let's just say, if you had a shovel, you'd be touching the core by now. You just keep digging.
I'm digging my grave deeper. Someone's going to kill me.
Now.
Yeah. Someone's going to kill me.
You're coming out about China right about now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Marines are just dumb fats.
Well,
how do you manage to do that?
I think on that... The Marines are dumb bugs. I think we're going to end
on that note.
We're going to end the podcast.
Thank you for keeping us safe, Marines.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate you.
Please don't hurt me.
You should hurt
us. You said it, not us.
Everyone else.
You're good.
And every other kind of thing, they're always like, thank you, Marines. Here's Cutter. Come on.
You're the tallest one in this room. It's not me, I swear.
No, yeah, very tall. Very tall. Attack the tall redhead.
Okay. I'm just going to be some tall redhead walking out of here.
Let's wrap this up.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said. No time. That's what she said.
Jacob, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome, buddy. It was a good time.
Hopefully we can have you on again soon. This was me, Coda. Josh, I swear to God.
Oh, you're pointing to me. Okay.
Yes, I'm pointing to you.
Sorry.
We had Josh...
My name's
Me,
Josh, by the way.
And Amy.
Josh.
Because I'm just going to fill up everyone else because they're not talking.
Oh.
And yeah. Josh.
And we'll be back next week with hopefully another special guest. We can only hope.
A special guest this time.
And this has been Before They Were Monkeys podcast.
Duh.